Since 1937, the lights of spiritual guidance purpose has been to proclaim Jesus Christ as he brings light into a darkened world. So glad you chose to join us today, and I trust the program will be a blessing to you as you listen to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Good morning and welcome to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance on this third weekend of the month of October of 2024. That song, Satisfied, is off my album titled Favorites. I'm offering it this month in that it's my birthday month, and I'd like to make it a gift to you. And if you would like your copy of Favorites on a CD, you can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or you can just email me, lanelohman@me.com. I'll be glad to send it out to you. And of course, if you could write us a letter and enclose a gift to help us stay on your station, that would mean so much. But whether or not you have something to give, I'll be glad to send this out to you. Again, the address, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Now, this third weekend of the month of October, I'm in revival services down in Flemingsburg, Kentucky. And the reason I say down in is because I'm in Indiana, in Columbus, Indiana. We're traveling south to Flemingsburg, Kentucky, October 20 to 23 in revival services at the Church of the Nazarene. Then finish up the month of October in Rockville, Indiana, at the Church of the Nazarene. That's Sunday morning only. And then November the 1st through the 3rd, for our friends who listen to us on WYGS and its affiliates, we will be at the First Southern Baptist Church in Sunman. That's November 1 to 3. Hope you'll come and join us if you live in that area. Heavenly Father, it's always a joy to be able to share this message of holiness on the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. And I pray that as we conclude the sermon on Be Ye Holy, that it will strike a chord in the hearts of the listener and that they will know that we can indeed live a life of holiness and righteousness before our God because He's made everything available for that to be a possibility. I pray that you would bless churches as they gather, pastors as they preach, evangelists as they preach and sing. May it be a glorious weekend for the kingdom of God. We love you so much, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that's so faithful. I pray and ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Again, don't forget to write me if you want that album. Just write to me, Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. May God bless you as you listen to the program today.
But yes, I know him by name. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. When he says, peace be still, they have to obey. I'm glad I know the peace speaker. Yes, I know him by name.
I know him by name.
I'm glad I know the peace speaker. And Jesus is his name.
If we're going to be holy because God is holy, then those same characteristics of a holy God must characterize our lives. We are going to hate sin the way God hates sin. We're going to hate it with a divine passion. We'll refuse to give it a place in our lives. Sin will be just as serious to us as it is to God. We will hate sin. We will recognize that there is no place for willful known sin in my life. And I'm going to make the choice to refuse to commit that which I know hurts and displeases my Heavenly Father, because He is a holy God and He hates sin. I'm also going to love righteousness. I want it preached strong. I don't want the palaver, the soft soap. I want the Word of God straight. I want to know what it says. I've grown over these last 9 days under the ministry of my co-workers. They've spoken into me the Word of God, and I want to hear it. I want to know it. I want to understand what it says. I don't want there to be any question marks in my mind about what I need to be doing, how I need to be living. I want the Word of God straight and foremost in my life, because I see the command that I am to be holy because God is holy. You can't preach it strong enough for me. I fly a lot. And when I get on that airplane Monday, usually my pattern of behavior is this. I walk on that plane. Before I turn right to go down the aisle to find my seat, I look into the cockpit. I like gray-haired, bald-headed pilots. I like the ones who've been around a while. I like the ones who toe the mark. I don't want to walk on the plane and look in the cockpit and see some young buck reading a how-to manual. I was on a plane some time ago, and the captain, we'd sat there for an unusually long period of time. I knew it was time to move away from the gate and be on our way to our destination. And he came on the loudspeaker and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot speaking. This plane is broken. We're getting off." I like that man. "We're going to find you a plane that's safe." I want that kind of a pilot. I want to be dogmatic about the Word of God. I don't want anybody to stand at the judgment and say, "Lane, you didn't preach it the way you're supposed to preach." My dad used to say, when I stand before a congregation, "I've got the blood of those people on my hands. I want to know what it says. I want to know righteousness." And if we're going to be holy because God is holy, we will love righteousness, and we will love unconditionally. Because God loves unconditionally. If we're going to be holy because God is holy, we're going to hate sin, love righteousness, and love unconditionally. Now, we could stop right there, and it's almost time to stop. But I must highlight chapter 2. In closing, well, we have the command to be holy, and we have the blueprint And we have the definition. We also must look at the demonstration. Because there in 1 Peter chapter 2, he says that we are to put aside, rid yourselves, discipline yourselves, get rid of all malice. There's no way that you and I can be holy because God is holy and have malice toward anyone. Are you holding anybody accountable to you today because of something they've done? Get rid of all deceit. If there is anybody who ought to be an open book, transparent for all the world to see, it ought to be those of us who believe and teach what we believe and teach at Lakeland Holiness Camp. Get rid of hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind. Do you understand what these represent? This abbreviated list is just a few examples of sins of the spirit. They're not sins of the flesh. They're sins of the spirit. And while we realize and understand that we're not going to go out here and be immoral, and we're not going to go out here and rob, and we're not going to murder, we're not going to do those horrible sins of the flesh, but I fear that sometimes we're guilty of sins of the spirit. And they prevent us from being holy because God is holy. I'd finished a camp meeting down in the state of Louisiana several years ago, and I was on my way to Michigan, traveling all the way across the country, going to Michigan for my next preaching appointment. I had a couple of days off before the appointment would start on Wednesday night. I arrived there in Michigan, the north side of Detroit, Ferndale, Michigan. A preacher friend of mine lived there and pastored there, and I was staying with him. And as I got settled into my room that afternoon, he said, "Hey, Lane, our church," he was Church of God Cleveland, Tennessee group. And he said, "Hey, Lane, we're having camp meeting. You want to go?" I said, "Who's preaching?" He said, "Carl Richardson." I said, "The Carl Richardson that used to be the radio preacher for Forward in Faith on WCKY Cincinnati, Ohio?" He said, "The same." I said, "I want to hear him in person. One of the greatest radio preachers besides my dad I'd ever heard." And so I went with him that night. Enjoyed it immensely. Good to hear somebody else preach. The following morning, my friend came to me and said, "Hey, Lane, I'm going back to the camp. You want to go?" I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Bible study." "Who's teaching?" "Dr. Donald Bowdell, professor of New Testament at Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee." I said, "I want to go." And so I went, and I heard Dr. Battle teach. It was so rich, so insightful. I bought the tapes. They were that good. And in that teaching, he shared a story that I want to share with you in closing. Dr. Battle said, when he was in the pastor, before he became professor, when he was in the pastorate, one of the leaders of the church and in the Church of God Cleveland, Tennessee, they're not district superintendents or conference superintendents. They're state overseers. He said, the state overseer came to me and said, "Reverend Bowdell, we want you to participate in the camp programs this summer." And he said, I asked them, "What camp?" They said, "The junior age camp. Children, 9, 10, 11 years old." He said, "What do you want me to do?" They said, "We want you to teach." "What do you want me to teach?" They said, "We want you to teach what the Bible has to say about being holy because God is holy. Help those children to know that they don't have to wait to be an adult to live holy lives." Amen. And Dr. Battle said, I begin to study and bring the study down to a level of understanding so those children could get it and take it home with them after that camping experience. And he said, and we went to the camp and I taught those children. They would come in for about 30 minutes. Their attention span was very short. And he said, I did my very best to put those teachings into their minds and into their hearts. He said on the very last day that we were going to be together, it would be an abbreviated session. And he said those children came in. They were all excited, pumped up with the energy. They didn't want to be in there. They wanted to be outside playing before they got in their cars and vans to go back home. And he said, when they settled down, he said, you'll notice they're on your desk. There is a card and there is a pencil. And he said, I want you in your own words to write what you believe it means to be holy because God is holy. And he said, most of those kids, he said, I told them, you can leave as soon as you do it. And he said, most of those kids just scribbled something they remembered me saying, and then they ran out to play and be with their friends. But he said, there was one student. He said, I noticed that student. That student just sat there for the longest time, thinking, remembering, and then picked up the pencil and wrote something on the card. And then quietly walked up and handed me the card, thanked me for the teaching that week, and disappeared out the door. He said, I looked at that card, and because of what it said, I've kept it in my Bible all of these years. For this is what that 9, 10, 11-year-old child wrote. This is what I believe it means to be holy because God is holy. It means getting Jesus on the inside. And then living like it. As he who has called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls for my soul.
Thanks so much for listening to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance today. I do hope you'll find a place to worship, and if you live near any of the following churches, I know you would be welcome. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church, Willow Springs, or Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity. Here in the state of Indiana, where this program is produced, in the city of Columbus, Indiana, I know you would be welcome at Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, or Flintwood Wesleyan Church. And in the state of Ohio, I know you would be welcome in the city of Fosteria, Ohio, at Trinity United Brethren Church. Hope you'll take time to write us a letter of support. It would mean so much. You could write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or PayPal tag there. I hope you'll tune in next week at this same time, and in the meantime, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.